G'day everyone, welcome to this episode. It's going to be the last one for this year, 2014. So I'm going to have a couple of weeks break with my partner here, Sol Reader, but we thought we'd do a show about Sol Reader's latest book too. Do you want to put up your book?
So this is my newest book.
I'll see you again.
Or my only book, I guess I should say.
Latest book. Hello, I've got the privilege to say that at the moment because I'm so up myself.
Well, I've got other ones, but they're not fully written out, pretty like.
But we'll change that soon. At the moment, because I helped Sol put, like she wrote it, I just helped a little bit with editing and format, like putting it together. The Kindle version should be out. It's already at Amazon, but for some reason it hasn't came up on Kindle yet. They reckon it might take a little bit of time. I think it's probably because it's their first book, and we've got it up on Lulu. So you've got an ebook version, a PDF version, and a paperback version. So the actual physical version, which the paperback will be available at, I think Barnes & Noble and Amazon
yeah,
soon.
That's fine.
So, it's out there and available now. Now, it is interesting, and it's... do you want to tell us, like, you wrote it 10 years ago originally, but you've updated and all that. It was actually a workshop. Do you want to go into it for the viewers?
Yeah, so actually, I used to run this as a workshop. So we'd do, like, crystal grids in it. We'd do a meditation where you actually go into sort of like an altered state of consciousness or a deeper state of consciousness. And I'd run a meditation where you actually would do, like, a travel journey, where you'd actually go to your home star. So your home star is somewhere that you feel your soul is most anchored and connected. So for me, that's Sirius. For you, it's more Orion. So it doesn't mean that you haven't had experiences on other stars or anything like that.
Soul's been Orion and I've been Sirian and I've a shitload of other things. So yeah, it's just what you mostly resonate with,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and you can use the meditation. So the meditations are up for free on my website. It does go with this book. So if you want to get more into like the tips and techniques on clearing psychic senses, all of the things that are going to help to assist you, and also like all of the information that you need to know sort of before the meditation are on here.
Yeah.
But you can just go use the meditation that I've got up for free if you like as well.
For Sol too, we just recently got the meditation and put it to a photo, so like you can go to YouTube and just type in Sol Reader meditation.
So it's under Sol Star Meditation.
Yeah.
Also on my website, I have another meditation for free, which is Mermaids in Atlantis, which is an underwater crystal journey.
With mermaids and stuff like that we use when we do psychic parties.
And that's fun.
It is more fun. If people aren't into the whole ET and or open to it, that sort of thing, it actually brings some people into that later on when they've...
Yeah.
Because they've had stuff happen with that meditation.
And most of the times when we do play this at the psychic parties, the mermaid one, no one wants to come out of it, do they?
Nah.
They want to stay in it.
It's sorry.
It puts you into a bit of a blissful state.
Well, it helps get them chilled out. And then Sol can do the aura drawings of the whole party.
Yeah.
And they sort of just chill out. So it's like letting their guard down a little bit so she can get a good reading of them. What I'll go into now is I will have a flip through and ask you some questions. I've got to be a bit of a.
You're
blanky.
I'm a colour.
Yeah. I was looking down your top. Sorry about that.
Oh,
hey. Now, Sol's done the cover. This is sort of basically how the aura drawings are done. It didn't, you know, it's just how you do it. But
yeah. Did you want to say the significance for you with this cover? Because that was weird. True.
I was connecting with one of my guides one time, and I was in the presence of Mary, Rodwell, and Giles, and it was funny because other people were picking up on this too. And this is basically the being. As weird as it sounds, this is what I saw. Not with this background, but basically how this pink shape is exactly what I saw. That what you see is what I saw. No definition. It's like weird shit. And it's the most loving, blissful energy. And this being gave me its name, but I couldn't understand. Basically, I had no name. Then it tried to give me a name, and the name was too complicated in earth terms to put it for me to pronounce it, and then it just was like stuff it Anne. Call me Anne. So,
which is a lot of the time that can happen.
Yeah.
And it, sometimes you'll get beings that come to you, you know, guides, things like that. And they might have like a name that they come up with as an earthly name, but it's really not their name at all. It's more just a point of reference for you to have.
Exactly, which is sort of stolen on our part because we're trying to get to another realm, to another state of consciousness to understand this because it's not nuts and bolts like we want. And we're making it, we're trying to make something that's not nuts and bolts, nuts and bolts by trying to fit it into our paradigm of it's got a name and this is what it looks like, which is sometimes they will dumb themselves down like some beings do to give, not really dumb themselves down, but give us a reference.
Yeah.
Well, but it's sort of stupid at the same time because it's like, and they're basically saying to us that defeats the purpose of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Trying to.
And a lot of the time I will get names that are more a vibrational name, so I'll get like syllables.
Yeah.
So, like for instance, when I changed my name to Sol Rita, three syllables, it was more that each part of that vibration or the each syllable was a vibration that was joined together that made a unique thing. And it was to do with an essence or a vibration that I was carrying forth here.
Well, that's so
a lot of guides and that are similar. They'll have vibrational names, things like that.
Well, that's why we thought the guide sessions, when I get them to connect, if they can get a name or something, and a lot of the time, or every time, I'll say, even if it's a freaking symbol, letter, or something.
Colour,
they'll give you something to try and work with you, which we've got many. Now, what this picture's from also, Sol's got a tarot, it's not even like a tarot deck, it's sort of like
an oracle.
But it's called Syrian Star Cards. Some of them can be seen on a Facebook page and your website already. Yep.
There's just a sample of four cards that I've got up there at the moment.
Yeah, we're just getting the print copy done now, so.
I should also say, so each card is infused with a particular energy. So I was given a set of 44 different topics to draw a picture to. So the picture was channeled through, as is the energy that goes into each picture. So each individual card can be like a meditation or a process.
You didn't see that, did you?
I saw a blink over.
That was just misty shit.
Yeah, I can see something out of the corner of this eye, but I didn't know what it was. I just saw light for a second.
Yeah, so
you can feel it though.
Yeah, no, it's just misty shit. That's all it was.
Yeah. So each of the cards is imprinted with different energy and different qualities. So if you say you draw a card, you can actually hold that card or look at it and absorb and visualize the energy going into you.
No, which is, I get it anyway.
And
some are going to be like, oh, the airy fairy couple, but. But it really does, this picture resonates with me, and so do a few of the other ones. Some of them could be other bloody book covers too, they're that good. And what about how I made this cover? You saw me. I just grabbed this card, and then it wasn't meant to look like this, and for some reason it was just funny how it worked.
Yeah.
Now, at your website, we've got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot going on myself.
Crazy busy.
Yeah. She's looking after the kids and school holidays, and we've just moved home, and she's working like as well. And then I'm working doing the guide sessions and books. I've just got two books too, which I'll get to later. And I've just done your documentary.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into a bit of that?
Yeah, just about the documentary.
Yeah, just a bit. And it's up now too, so if you go to...
It's just on YouTube.
...your YouTube channel, I produced it and filmed it and edited it and the music's all that from my rapping days, so I'll put some of that up. It's funny how me and Sol are together, and I think Simon Park said yesterday's, you know, we bring two worlds together sort of.
Yeah.
We do. And it's really Orion and Syrian energies we're combining as well. But even if I didn't know Sol and I came across her, and this is what happened, I did have you on my show, but your shit's interesting. Everything that you do is very interesting, and it's not like, there's no one doing what you do, especially with the aura drawings, how you do all that. But your story is interesting too. You can go to the past, probably the first show, to find out more on Sol, just how this all began. But do you want to give everyone a quick overview of the documentary and just what it's about?
So the documentary is about my experiences growing up, being clairvoyant, also, you know, just talking about you know, different encounters with different beings, things like that. Talks a bit about like the fairy realms, so more the airy fairy side of things. But then it's also got, you know, pictures of.
Well, it's not airy fairy. I'll say it's airy fairy, but it's real.
Oh, it's just another vibration, really.
Like, I've seen fairies and shit like that, and I'm just like, it's until I experienced it, it was airy fairy.
But it's things that are coexisting on a finer vibration.
Nature stuff, and yes.
And so I would call myself like a sensitive person.
Well, you are. I'll read it out here. Seen on TV, Sarita was born with clairvoyant abilities. She can tune into a person's energy field aura, seeing colours and symbols that surround us while often seeing spirit guides, angels and ETs and ascended masters. Sarita also uses clairaudience and empathic abilities to help people gain greater understanding and wisdom on their soul path. Sarita has a passion for high vibration, raw food, manifesting goals, sharing and helping others. Now, in saying all that, you also do help with like energetic implant type stuff, negative type stuff, like helping people release that.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of clients pertaining to that sort of stuff lately. And sometimes super soldier stuff comes in, but you do cover a lot more than just that.
Yeah.
But that's
where I guess growing up, you know, even sort of looking at the box that I would fit in, you know. Did I just fit into like the normal traditional psychic class? No, I didn't, because a lot of the information that I would get psychically for clients was pertaining more to the ET side of things.
Yeah.
So.
And that's not what we're covering in the doco too, because we've followed. Well, I help Sol out with the psychic parties that she does for a living, which is where she will get clients, usually eight or more, and that was a helicopter, and. Basically, what do you do? We do the meditation where you do the aura drawing, and then we'll split them up and we'll do psychic readings for the group. But that's part of what you do along with you know, everything else that you do. It was interesting being taken to your home area to film the documentary with the tree there. Do you want to tell them a bit about the tree?
Yeah, so there's this beautiful tree there that when I first met it, I sort of looked at it in the forest and I didn't think it was so beautiful. And then I went up to the tree and I was really drawn to touch it for some reason. Tree hugging hippie, I don't know. No, I don't go around doing
Joel's
that.
Joel's will be like, it's a fucking tree, Silas. All it is, it's just a tree.
But it talked to me. No, it was strange. This tree, as soon as you touch it and get near this tree, and there's something that draws everyone. You watch people walk through there and there's some kind of like wonderment that comes over.
Yeah.
And it's got knots and bumps and lumps, and I can't remember if it has a canopy on the top, but it's just, it's this big tree in the middle of Sherbrooke Forest. And when you get in touch with that tree, it actually, you start to receive information. So you can ask the tree any question, and it's kind of like a wise old sage. It will actually give you answers to things.
No lesbian tree frogs hanging from it. Ribbit. Ribbit.
No, it's actually, it will answer you loud and clear.
Which I didn't get to do because, silly me, we get back to the car after walking through this forest filming, and I'm like, I didn't even touch the friggin' tree.
Yep. I'm like, let's go back. We've had so much work on, but we will make time for you to go do it. And it's strange because when you get in touch with like guides and angels, things like that, the voice is a lot finer and it's harder to hear.
Well, I could really feel and tune into the nature there and a lot of the fairy stuff that you were talking about. I could feel that as soon as I got
it's
there.
It's an amazing place. But with the tree actually has a loud voice. You can hear it clearly. So it's worth a trip if you are in Melbourne to go out to Sherbrooke Forest to look for the bumpy tree.
Also, like, when we were out there, you were talking about, you know, stuff from orbs and, like, fairies, how fairies are really orbs, but they can manifest it and produce and project to you images of Tinkerbell-type light being.
Yeah.
And being stuff as well. But there's also some photos of stuff, like, there was the photo of the beings you took with Lee Kerr when you were doing C5 next door to her place.
Yeah.
There's the weird thing.
The implant thing.
That was above your teeth.
Yeah.
And there's crafts that we've been filming together since we've met Day Dot.
Yeah.
The first night we met, we had craft activity as well, so.
Did you want to say, like, a little bit about how things have changed since we've met too? Like, what's changed for you, do you think?
My psychic shit's just gone through the roof. The physical interactions have died down a bit, still there. Like, that side of things, but it's more now third eye and psychic, or there'll be a being there, but I'm seeing it how you would see it, mainly.
Which actually takes less energy for them to
It does, and that's what they want. That's what they want, especially with CE5 and that, which we've actually got a CE5 event we're holding tonight in Melbourne, which the weather's friggin' beautiful for it now, is, which I was a bit worried about. But it's about meeting them halfway, and...
Well, they're sort of training to bring our consciousness up to where we can meet them up a little bit.
But it's really fucking draining if you've experienced what I've experienced in the terms of the physicality.
Yeah.
Because they do have to use some of your energy sometimes to manifest and compensate, because we hold high energy. Not the fear factor, but almost the shock and awe on the physical body of if you've seen what I've seen physically.
Yeah.
And how it affects the body computer. So whether it's Shiji, you know, now I'll get a bang here, third eye activity, or sometimes I see her as a light, she'll just be a light being. Mm-hmm. It's like a crystallized light, almost like a quartz crystal that's my height, just standing there. And I've seen it, out on the back porch. It actually, she appeared as a ball of light next door, then all of a sudden, bang, like it was like here. And then all of a sudden, bang, here, and she was just standing there.
And we had that craft over the house, which you saw a craft at daytime.
It was a transparent Pleiadian craft.
But you didn't tell me about it.
No.
And then at night time, I saw it above the house when we were skywatching.
And that's when she was sitting here all day while I was writing my book, Isomize, anyway, on that, because it was just, I'd done that book in 9 hours in 9 days, and it was lots of weird stuff, but...
All right, then we had a weird experience. We were saying to each other we felt like something was going to happen that night after we saw the craft. You saw it at day, I saw it at night. And then there was some weird missing time and stuff at night time, wasn't there? Coming back in, feeling a bit groggy.
Well, I work mainly in the other rooms at night anyway. We all can and we all do. It's mainly I'm out of body and I find it hard to function. But so it has changed a bit, and we sort of go into... a lot of different areas in the Solace documentary. I've made it focus on you because it is about you, which is good. I just wanted to get the information out there, and that's about it. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for all your hard work that you put in.
Stuff like that is pretty easy to do. Whether
you and I this year. Yeah.
It's the friggin' Windows Movie Maker program that's a piece of shit, and whoever's making it know that. It doesn't cut where I cut it, does it?
Not at all.
And the same happened with my documentary when I did that a couple of years ago.
So it cuts the time down a bit because we're doing that with...
And it does degrade slightly in quality as well, though it's still
pretty good.
Though. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
I just got thought to tell this. Do you know the incident we had with those dudes
on
there?
I saw something.
Yeah, I know. There's been misty shit.
Yeah.
Those dudes on the... reptilian dudes at the shopping centre.
Yeah.
How weird is this shit? I'll get you to say it.
Okay, so we're going down the escalator.
At Eastland, is it called?
Yeah, at Eastland Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like the air or the energy freezes. This is like my own personal experience of it. And I don't know, it's kind of like one of those movie scenes where you see these, these people, and you can hear this music playing in your head, and it's like really intense energy. And it's like do. I don't know, like, I have this like soundtrack thing going in my head with it, but I just feel like you, like your energy, your aura, everything, it was like ramped up, and it was kind of like power up type situation. They didn't look like they were from the earth. I did get like a little bit of reptilian energy with some of them there. One guy had this like long or unbuttoned shirt on with a snake tattoo. They're just interesting characters that I felt like weren't fully earthly.
Well, they were dressed like millionaires. Well, they were, like, just the way they were dressed, in pristine shirts and rings and friggin' like gangsters, like Italian gangsters, but even beyond that. And
it was a recognisation that took place.
Yeah, she noticed four of them. I only noticed two of them. As soon as I sort of looked up, it was like me and this dude were going to punch on. And he's going up the escalator and I'm coming down it. And I don't know why. It was just, and I knew there was a reptilian influence straight away. And as I've said, not all reptilians are bad. So anybody that says they're all bad, I say they're all bad, go and screw yourself. But it was like as soon as I saw saw him, it was just an instant magnet energy that we were going to punch on.
Mm.
And then he's looked away, and then he's gone to look back, and I'm just like, you do it, that's it. That's just it, I'm going to jump over this. And then I noticed the older dude up the back was almost like the Don, Italian style. But these dudes were dressed in like orange, pristine, nice looking. This wasn't normal. Whatever the hell happened was not normal shit.
We got down to the end of the exit, and I said to you, there's the girlfriend there. Because there was something, I recognised her from somewhere. But I don't feel like, maybe it's met like in, you know, in dream state or something. I don't know.
But it wasn't normal. Like, to me, it was surreal, the whole...
Mm.
Mind you, as this went on, me and Sol didn't even say one word or even look at each other. It wasn't until we got out of the shopping centre to the car, when we're hopping in the car, where we've talked about this.
Oh, no, when I saw the girlfriend.
Oh, that's
just right. As we'd, like, just passed.
But until we got to the car, anyway. Yeah. And then said that, and that was just really weird. It was, it's just how you... Some of these beings walk among us, and in the end, we're all actually these beings, whether we're reincarnated here or they're actually physically here.
I think Brad Thornton had a similar experience, didn't he? In the way of like recognizing someone.
Well, I've talked to others about it. I won't say who. They've been on the show, and it's like an instant. You've got to punch on, and you don't know why, but you don't do it. But if there was something to trigger it, geez, it would be like cats and friggin' dogs. And I don't condone it at all, violence, but there was this something. And it's like I've said to people before, what usually happens a lot of the time with this, like you've got part reptilian in you, and while I'm onto it, she had me on to do it. I've actually got t-shirts for sale at my website called, like a picture of a reptilian I drew with reptilian dildo banger underneath, this is a joke. And, why I say that is because we're getting screwed by them, we don't even realise it, but yet it's not really them, it's the force behind them, which is the Archons. But anyway, there is a thing that happens sometimes where, and you've all had it, you'll meet someone and you just don't like them.
Yeah.
If they've done nothing wrong to you, they're not an idiot, you just don't like them. And what it is that your energy just doesn't resonate with them.
But we all have part reptilian as well, because we still have the reptilian.
Oh, the human body does, because we've got the reptilian part of the brain, exactly. That trait in there.
Yeah.
That's been there for a few
things. There is family bloodlines and things that do, you know, go back to more reptilian.
Well, I'm related to the third last king of Ireland.
So you're probably reptilian too.
Yeah. I'm a dildo banger too. but you've got it in your bloodline. And Soren Parks picked that up on you. And we talked about that as soon as second or third day we met, we brought that up.
Yeah.
Because
I think I met Stuart Swerdlow too, years and years ago too, and we were talking about, you know, different last names, different family last names being associated with Illuminati and with like reptilian bloodlines, things like that.
Yeah.
And my old family last name, Bailey, was apparently associated with that sort of thing.
Have you ever drank Bailey's from a shoe? I'm old Brad. People who know us will understand that.
Yeah.
So where are things going for you in terms of this, like with your work, like where are you ever having experiences? I was filming stuff over the house last night. And we've ever got stuff popping in and out here, but you've got the cards coming out next month.
Yep.
And what else is going on? I guess you're writing. You've got another meditation.
Another meditation that's being done at the moment. It's basically what I get told that I have to sort of bring through and bring here. Just, I guess, getting back into the new year, you know, clients and things like that will become a bit more of a focus again, because it's just been so busy, you know, with us getting our stuff out there.
I've been doing almost 16-hour days.
Yeah.
While still having the shit going on as well. People have got no idea what it's been like for me and what it's been like for you, especially like with the kids and you're working at the same time. She's a kick-ass mum and she works her ass off.
Thank you.
And you're a brilliant partner.
Thanks, babe.
Now, Sol and I will be speaking at the Paracon, the Australian Paracon at Katoomba.
May.
Next year.
And also running a Skywatch event.
We'll be running a you and me will be running it in cahoots with not just the Paracon people, but Damien Knott. And get this, Travis Walton might be a part of it. Now, Travis Walton will be speaking at the event. We've exchanged emails. He actually wants to do a show. Hopefully, we're doing one in February, a precursor. And then me and Travis, or Travis and I, are looking at doing a show together in person. And I'll probably get a catch up with Damien Knott. Damien Knott's filmed, I'll probably say more crafts than anyone.
I think he might be Damien John Knott.
Well, they're known as Damien John Knott on Facebook. See the picture of him in black and white with his abs. But Damien...
and the camera.
Yeah. Damien's a very good friend of mine. When we're together, the activity goes through the roof. Now, I will say, Damien probably easily has more footage of UFOs and weird and wonderful things than anyone I know. I think it reaches up around the 4,500 mark. A large majority, from what I understand, has been passed by Jaime Massan, who's the Mexican former 60 Minutes dude, and he's got like basically a TV show and that where he's got investigators and researchers and analysis people that do their thing. And basically everything's been passed by them as being authentic. And I can attribute to saying that Damien has testified on my documentary about the stuff we've seen together, and I can tell you what, he's the real deal. He doesn't know what's going on, which makes him even more real to me, because I go on about Pleiadians and Orions and this and that. He doesn't know what he's interacting with, and I totally respect that. If he hasn't seen, he hasn't seen it, you know, and this is what makes him even more valid in my eyes. You'll get to meet him in person, but...
Can I just ask you as well? Sorry, getting off track.
Ooh, off the beat. What's going on?
I'm just getting told to ask you what you think is happening with everything.
Fuck, how long have you got?
Yeah, I know.
How long have you got?
I'm getting told stuff at the same time, like what I'm seeing happening and what kind of process we're going through at the moment. I'm just wondering if it's the same as like what I'm getting told, that's all.
Well, it's going to get hardcore what's going on.
Sorry, it's totally random off the chart.
Nah, and my ears are... Yeah. And my ears are right now. But anyway, look, we went into a bit of in the show with Brad Thornton. Three shows back, I think, maybe.
Crown stuff.
And what's going on at the moment, and we're being attacked, when it's mostly not... Well, hardly anything is 3D stuff anyway, but there's these thought form things, and like I said, the soul's getting a little bit of it. She has it on and off, but when you bring out a book or a docker or you're doing something, you will get attacked more around the time it's coming. You're always getting attacked, but more shit will happen. And it's not just, it's intensifying.
It's when you go, stop.
Yeah. But it is more hardcore than normal because everyone's getting it, because us as a collective are going through a lot of changes from now, I'm saying over the next couple of years. We do hear about up to 2017 and stuff like that with Simon and Dermot on the latest show was talking about. In saying that, I see things the same but a little bit more expanded on that. A lot of people are focusing on here and that's fine to do so, but I know this shift's already happened.
Yeah.
I know that it's continuing to happen and that some people have split their spirits up and gone to the new earth already. And it's like this, if you think you got karma, you got karma. It's as simple as that. Because if you think you got a program, you've programmed that reality into you. There's an energy grid around, which is iconic, going from Saturn to Jupiter to the moon to here, including Mars and all that is part of it. We're used as an energy source. There's artificial intelligence created to recycle all this crap going on and the spirits, certainly evolved spirits. Those people have been trapped here. We come here to help break them from that so they can continue on going throughout many lives and planes and dimensions, although all happen at the same time. I'm trying to sort of give a quick view of what's been revealed to me lately, which you've read about too. Yeah. With all this, all the shit's hitting the surface now, if you take that into account, people are going to die out here living normal lives. Those that are here, the ET reality is going to be exposed to you and more. You're going to see shit for what it is. And with that's going to come a lot of earth changes because of the energies, and with that's going to come a lot of breaking down your own paradigm and what you think you know is a load of shit. just like what I think I know a lot of is a load of crap too, because the veils are lifting. So I'm in this boat with you all.
Which is interesting, because what I'm being shown as well, talking about veil, did you want me to go into that
a little? Yeah.
So what, before I ask Pete that question, the reason I was asking is because they were showing me something else as well. So what I'm seeing, it looks like a blanket or something coming down through Earth.
Mm.
You know the last, was it Sirian Star Message that we just filmed before? And they're talking about their stars, and then with each of these stars, which are not real stars, but it's like an energy hub or a source. So say, you know how like you have like an energy hub or source, you might have your team associated with that. So that forms that actual energy hub or source. I'm seeing a blanket coming down with all these hubs all over it, like lights. And then I'm seeing that what this blanket or this, it actually looks like a quilt. You know how a quilt will have like lines sewn on it, and there's all different like, you know, connecting points, things like that. I'm actually seeing that as though the etheric is becoming more physical. So things that were of subtler nature and vibration are actually becoming more physical. And it's not that they're really coming down to us, even though that's the term that they're showing me. It's kind of that we're both doing the same. We're coming up. So therefore the etheric and the spiritual and that feels kind of physical to us. But it's because we've moved outside of our paradigm and our physical reality and nature. So say if you are like an etheric or a non-living in physical body being, the etheric is going to feel more dense to you, and then there's going to be various levels up from that again.
But in incorporating that, what I've been shown and I've seen and it's already happened, and it's happening, is that, like Shiji said, there's some that will stay and either way some will go. Now, some that go will still be here, because what's happened, just say I've been trapped here, my spirit's going to split up in two. And the other part of my spirit's actually going to go to this new earth, and I'm still going to be here, unaware of that even happening. And even though I'm here, all's still going to be revealed to those here. Not everything, but the veils are lifting. It will be incorporated into your reality, the greater reality of what's going on. You're going to see shit. It's going to be like the light switches turn on, you're going to see shit for what it is.
Which is interesting that I'm seeing more veil coming down, being thicker and heavier, but it's that veil of
the real reality.
Yeah.
Now, with all this being said, I'm just trying to, I guess, trying to put it in the terms. So, even though this is happening, those who have come here to help break the karmic cycle, which is an illusion. For example, Sol and myself. Now, my spirit's already split up because only a part could reincarnate down from Orion.
Yeah.
And remember, if you've got a diamond, and each facet of that is a different life being lived at the same time from your oversoul, which is a cell of Source, and Source is a cell of whatever this greater thing is that I understand now, or don't understand, that I understand is there, but I don't understand what it is. This is how complicated, but not complicated it is. I'm just trying to put into human terms what I know and I've seen.
Yeah.
But with this all being the case, people like us, we're still here for a self-mastery experience, and this is going to carry on into other lives or other facets of us, what we've experienced here.
Yeah.
And we'll ascend in our own way. But many of us, some will stay here to actually help guide those that are staying here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us will go to the new earth to help guide them there. Some of us will go back home, and some of us will go basically into a self-mastery state where you're in service mode like never before, and you'll probably pop in and out in your friggin' Merkaba and do whatever you can do to help and guide those in tune.
Also with this blanket thing, that...
Keep going.
The other image that I was...
Just grabbing grabbing one of the drinks, though. I'm getting like all frappy mouthed.
I thought it's because you knew what I was going to do to you.
What were you going to do?
What I was actually being shown was...
You can't say that and then stop.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what I was being shown was, say this is like this, the quilt or the doona that we were talking about being like the subtler vibration coming down, and actually becoming more physically dense. What I was seeing was those that sort of aren't already working with those paradigms and those realities, or even sort of aren't so attuned to it, it's going to be almost like that.
That's what I was going to do to you.
All right, finish that.
No, it is going to, you know, it's actually going to come in and it's going to challenge people's beliefs and their paradigms and things. Some people are more dense than others, but for those that are ready for that to happen.
But look, not everything out there is good, and at the same time, if it was fucking easy, we would have done it. So you will be tested in every single way possible.
But on another level, haven't we already done it
anyway? We've already done it anyway. Exactly. But realise that if it, I hate the word enlightened, but if it, being enlightened was so easy, we would have done it. And the other thing is too, and I'm guilty of judging others. And it's not part of the program, judging, and this is where we've got it. We want to get with the new program, which is still a friggin' program, main word program. We're in a program now. You're going to have to release your old baggage and that program and get with the newer program, which is, you know, the next level, which keeps on coming up, which is going to be the next book I'll write.
Yeah.
Which...
when you ask for the next level,
it's what
you
happened.
Started to get
the next level. And everyone kept on saying to me, "This is the next level, Pete."
Yeah.
Every person that's close to me said it to me, and it was a sign.
Yeah.
Like I tell those that are clients and that look for the signs, that was my friggin' sign.
Definitely.
So we'll just go over Souls of Book quickly.
We do get sidetracked.
We do get sidetracked.
It is a bit fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Tapping there. What? Anyway, don't worry. Some people will understand. Now, these are just some of the stuff. Now, I'll just go through the main points in your book. And if there's anything you want to elaborate on or go into, just do so. Yawning. We're meant to be working tonight, doll.
I'm sleepy.
Oh.
So I've got my blankie.
So we've got super conscious trouble.
Yeah.
Spiritual senses, psychic senses, and anatomy.
That's my favourite.
Aura drawing examples by Soul Reader. Touch and pyramidal pathway.
Yep, that's right. Can I just touch on a little bit of
that? Yeah, yeah.
So with the psychic senses and anatomy, and
she doesn't even know her own book.
No, I'm reading.
Yeah.
And also like with the pyramidal pathways, a lot of that's to do with the sacred geometry that we have within our physical anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
So like you've got the sinuses, the sphenoid bone, which is actually like a butterfly shaped bone. And Pete was actually tripping out when I showed him the actual picture, right here,
of
what it looks like. Because butterflies are about transformation because they go through the cocoon chrysalis stage and then into the butterfly. So they go from being a physical creature that crawls on the earth into a creature that's seen as something of spiritual nature. So it talks about those kind of sacred geometries within our anatomy.
Yeah.
But from a different point of view, this is all information that I received years ago.
From the Galactic Federation of Light.
Nah, who did you receive? Or was it just guides or astral?
Come on. Mainly like higher self stuff that... you know, I knew on another plane of existence, and it was more just bringing that
filtering through here, anchoring it in.
Because I would say that part of me, even though I am into the stuff that some people would term more airy fairy, there is still like the physical scientist part of me that likes to know how things work. You know, like studying in that.
That's what I was taking back for. You've got.
I do like to have, you know, physical references for things. So say like with the.
She does have a diploma in advanced. Diploma in health sciences, so which took me aback with you when I met you, because it wasn't like you're into all this. You actually research and you look at the science side of things.
Yeah,
smart chick.
Thank you.
You know, and that's what Soren Parks was saying about you, is that people would misunderstand you, but you can't, like, you're so in touch with what's going on another level. That some people would misunderstand you in this level because of where, what you're seeing and everything like that. Which I reckon is a bit of a theme for you, huh? No, there was a connection between these two.
There was. You know,
and I said it to you before you even met. I said there's something between these two.
And I knew it too. We do have similar star connections, and then you resonate on a physical level as well.
So I had a bit of a joke around with him about, oh, you're blocked. No, I was trying to push him, but Nah, he's a good bloke. He's a good bloke. Now, you're going to higher heart, keeping the spiritual senses clear, diet and lifestyle, which is friggin' important, that exercise,
mm-hmm.
And mainly a balance into everything, I think, if you can do it, even sex. Did I go with that? No, I didn't. Going into a spiritual society, which we're starting to see now more than ever,
yeah.
and take our Christianity and Islam and everything like that out of it, I think. I think there is a time and place for some things, but anything that's got hierarchy.
This is more getting in touch with your own spiritual nature. That, you know, we're all spiritual beings, and it's getting more. Everyone's getting more in touch with their own truth.
And you talk about soul families, the new children. On the grapevine, Mary Rodwell's writing a new book now, going into that sort of stuff about the children, which
that'll be good.
Yeah, I'll get her back on to talk about that. We've been in touch. What do I do when I go to my star home? Explore the environment of your home planet. So meet your soul family.
This is more the parts of the book that connect with the meditation.
Guides and angels, golden solar angels, not golden shower. life purpose, past lives, DNA, light codes activation, genetic star inheritance.
Yeah. So this is more things that are in the book, but it will help you with the meditation, and it will give you keys and what to look for and that while you're there.
She goes into protection, affirmations for protection, clearing visualizations, other clearing techniques, attachment, possession, alien interference, summary of protection, tools for transformation, crystals, essential oils, flower essences, which I'll start getting into. I could drink that shit all day.
And I've been getting into the, I've been getting you into the oils as well.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, it's been good for me to chill with that. Sinus is clearing techniques for transformation, acupressure points.
That's again working with that, the sphenobone that we were talking about before, the butterfly shape.
Facial massage, sound and vibration, invoking the senses, visualization, and then the soul star meditation. You're a kinesiologist also, aren't you?
Yeah.
So soul does cover a lot. This is sort of like something which is brilliant, a self-help book in a way.
Yeah.
It's you helping yourself, and it's up to you what you do with that.
It's for you to actually go into that altered state of consciousness and to retrieve the information for yourself. So you're going to get it more like watching a movie than someone, say if you come to me for a session, you know, I'll be able to tell you different beings and things that are around you, but this is more for if you want to physically experience it yourself.
Just let them know this isn't wine, it's sparkling Italian water.
Yes, you'd probably be passed out.
And cut you off.
It was wine.
Yeah, I would. I have half a light beer in them.
I'm the same though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, well, just quickly while we're doing it, there is a book I just bought out that I haven't even got a copy of yet. It's mm-hmm. called The ET Contact Experience.
That's the one I can't wait for.
Yeah, well,
I'm excited about that one too.
What it is, it wasn't a copy and paste job, but it was basically the notes on my CE5 and free meditations page on my website. A lot of people commented how it's helped them, so I basically got that. I updated it. I added a few things. Went in depth in about a few more things as well, in terms of how crafts can land on us when we're doing it, and the atmospheres changes and the sound, and basically it's like all the tips and tools I could think of to ram into one little book. It's like it's called the ET Contact Experience CE5 Handbook.
It's sort of like a field book.
Yeah,
you can take it out sky watching with you.
You can download the meditations that are referenced in there. I'll listen to them a couple of times and then do it your way, because this is what it's about. Like self-help again is giving you tips and tools, and you do with it what works with you. If none of it works, don't use it. It's what works for you, and finding your own way with it.
It's also personally taking it to the next level as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And make sure you're ready for it, because it's all about intention, and what you're in line with is what you'll get. So really make sure you want to experience some shit. You know, we've both got a friend, one of your friends, that I've met here, since hanging out with us, he's seeing crafts, and now he's seeing it all the time himself, and his partner's now seeing him, and
yeah,
it's just how this works. So, but in saying that, I'll just show you quickly, this is my first book, The History of Man, An Alien Civilization, My Awakening Part 1 and Part 2, These go into basically how up to first contact with this book. I ended with my first experience with what I later found out to be the Yellow Hand, but then it goes into this. A lot of information from Shiji in here, which a lot of it ended up being tripped out right. I don't know, I just... Relay of information, I guess. This is, to me, I'm proud of all of them, but especially this book, Operation Starseed. Many have been helped by this book, and a lot of people getting into the field read this, and they just go, shit, you know, it's... It puts everything in layman's terms to get some grasp or understanding in what we are a part of. Operation Starseed.
Good just to read about your experiences too.
Yeah, well, everything's sort of like a timeline of the experiences except for the history of man and the one that I'm going to show you in a minute. So if I was to get any of mine, I'd get the latest two, which this one is Breaking Free. I've only had really probably one bad review saying about the spelling, but what people don't know is I've written in both Australian and American English at the same time. I'm dyslexic.
I've had people proofreading spelling mistakes and missing commas and things in mine.
Yeah, mine hasn't got so much that, but mine's a mixture of American English with Australian English. There will be the odd mistake. This one was 100,000 words I wrote in like 2 weeks, or 10 days really. It's smaller writing, this one, but the other ones have got bigger writing. This one is really, it continues on from Operation Starseed about how we're our own worst enemy. It's anything holding us back from evolving is us. And it takes you on my journey to realise that and what I've been through from being, the last few books from when I was sexually abused to my rap days to experimenting with drugs to here I am having experiences and, again, this is where Simon Parks was right. He's gone, you were one way and then you've gone another way and you've got a lot of catching up to do. And it was like, dude, I don't think you realise how spot on you are, even though you already know you are. It's just, you couldn't even be any more spot on. But this is the latest one.
I've read it twice.
The Book of Shiji.
It was good.
And
you actually hear Shiji's voice when you read it. There's sort of like a, I don't know if it's an encoding or whether it's like a, you know, a part of Shiji that you get when you actually read the book. It's her energy has come through the writing.
Well, Sol understands this book, I don't too much. It seems like I know it. I wrote it in 9 hours in 9 days. It was an hour each day. She just told me, sit down at this time and we'll get into it. It goes on to a higher consciousness aspect of what's going on and even higher, including the universe inside other universes. It's complex. Again, I'm trying to understand it, but I'll just read the back of it, which is from the 24th of November 2014 to the 2nd of December 2014. This book was wrote through Pete, me, in 9 hours over 9 days by Shiji, who is a light being and a gatekeeper of the portal in the Starmer Rope in the Pleiades. In this book is messages for those who desire to read it, and with it comes knowledge of coming times and an overview of what's only to come for humanity, but for the universe and beyond as a collective, and a greater understanding of how your only judge is yourself, that you are all unconditionally loved in a cell of souls. Also, messages on behalf of the Elohim, Metatron, and the councils are given in this book from Shiji, along with messages from Orion, Sirius, the Pleiades, and the Star Nations. It's probably the best way I could sum that up, which is what's on the back there, because it is... I could see as I was writing it, she was writing through me, but I'd see the other beings when they popped in to relay information from the other realms. You probably have more to say, because I haven't even read it yet, so...
Yeah, so it talks a lot about shedding old programming. It talks about programs within programs. It talks about nutrition and things as well. Just thinking about my favourite part of the book. Can I have a flick through, babe?
Yeah.
Thanks.
But, it's how it is.
Let's read the index. So, yeah. Chapter 1, Gods Do Interesting Things.
Yeah.
Did you want to chat at all about that?
I didn't write it.
So it sort of talks about like our history, you know, to do with the gods or like the ETs coming here, you know, in the first place. Mm. Angels, guides, ETs and beyond, the self-mastery experience, it's all about lessons and experiences, so it talks about that. Compassion, love, and gratitude. And I feel like this book was also, you know, messages to you as well.
It was.
Which
I'm still trying to work
out. Just gotta let it go. Stop being stubborn, Pete. The God within. Create your own reality, which I feel is a really important message at the moment. Some stay, some go. So that's sort of talking about, you know, how you're going into the new earth and things before. The next phase and the new beginning. And then you've got your final note and your other books.
Which I'll sum it up with my final note. How's this? Make of this what you may and interpret this as you may. Cheers, love and light, Peter Maxwell Slattery. There's no other way I could freaking sum it up. It's simple, but it's real. I'm not going to screw, I'm not going to bullshit people or lie to them. You've got to do with this what you may and go with it where it resonates. And, you know, look, we just want to help people help themselves. And it's just the drive and passion that we've got, and what people do with that, or where they bag us, or whatever they want to do, that's their own decision, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, and like I've said to so many people before, like, nobody's willing to point the finger and say, oh, good job when you're right, but if you fuck up or you do wrong, they're on the bandwagon and willing to put you down. We should
just
have a right to
just surround yourself
right
with others that
are in line.
Line with what you're doing.
Yeah. And that's what we've done, and it's amazing what can come from it.
Well, the more that I've done that in my life, the less that I've had of any naysayers or, you know, people that are being negative.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep in line with, you know, what's true to your heart and those that, you know, support you.
Well, we'll wrap it up here, Dahl.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I love every single one of you watching, and I appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
It's been a friggin' crazy year for myself. Those that have followed me since I started this show and how I've met Sol, and then I moved 2,000 kilometres one way and down the other way, and then I'm moving with you.
Which he reminds me of. Now, it's gone down to maybe once every fortnight now.
I moved 2,000 kilometres for you, and we joke about it.
In a good way, yeah. Not in a bad way.
And Sol's beautiful kids have been grounding for me, and yeah, I just want to say that I love you all, and thanks for the words of encouragement and support. It's really overwhelming with what I'm doing and what I've been through and what we're going through together.
Yeah.
And, just have a safe holidays, those that watch this before the holidays end.
And thank you, everyone who's reached out to us and shown their support this year too. It's meant a lot for us. And because we, you know, we do the shows for the love of it. The same as we do our work for the love of it too. It's really beautiful, the messages and feedback that we do get from you guys out there. So thank you very much for all of that.
Thank you all. We're all in this together, and have a good holiday.
Look forward to next year too.
Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.